This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
So yesterday we were reflecting on some of the election results from 2024. It was certainly a busy 2024. Today we're going to be reflecting on the spending patterns that we saw in 2024 and what that could potentially mean for 2025. It was a very interesting time for consumers as interest rates started to come down. They didn't come down as quickly as we thought they might, but it did leave a little bit more in the consumer pocket by the end of the year. I'm joined on the line by the solution owner of a digital money manager at Standard Bank, Shanae Mothilal, to take a look at the habits of consumers and what we can understand from that. Good evening, Shanae. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by reflecting on last year. I mean, despite the interest rates starting to come down, there were still other economic challenges that persisted in the market. Consumers were still very much under pressure. And despite this, we still saw that consumers needed to spend on staples such as groceries and those sorts of things. What did 2024 kind of look like for the consumer?
Great. Thanks, Jimmy. Like you've rightly mentioned, we, as consumers, we got a lovely reprieve towards the latter part of the year in the form of the interest rates kind of relaxing a bit. But if we look at overall from a 2024 perspective, I think tonality, it was tough for consumers. Rising interest rates, inflation, fuel hikes, just to name a few, were some of the hurdles that we've had to contend with in 2024. And a recent analysis that we completed on spending patterns of South African customers over the past 3 years actually reveals a few interesting trends. So firstly, broadly speaking, what we spend on has been fairly constant. So our top spending categories that we typically see are groceries, insurance, transport, digital and connectivity. So that tends to be, buying data and contracts for cell phones and servicing debt. So this pattern has been fairly consistent over the past 3 years. And it makes sense, really. These are essential spending, or it protects our ability to earn an income. So this is what we expect to see. What we also found were shifts in other non-essential spending categories, like charity and donations, family-related expenses and healthcare, home and insurance, where customers were trying to reduce their spending. And thirdly, what we observed is that there's definitely a seasonal nature to our spending. And what we believe is that customers can benefit from knowing what these trends are, because it could be really useful to help inform spending choices in the future.
Shanae, you mentioned the seasonal patterns that you noticed and just what habits you picked up on that. What does that say about the strength of consumers? I mean, understanding that obviously at certain times consumers prioritize different things, but during those seasonal patterns, are you starting to see that people are preparing more for those things, sort of saving in the months leading up to that seasonal spend? What does the seasonality tell you about consumer habits and potentially what that means for consumers?
So really, in terms of the seasonal spending, certainly we have essentials where customers are doing their best to meet those obligations. So if we look at elements like groceries, we need to eat and we need to get to our jobs. So transport has been fairly inflexible. So these areas don't tend to give us room to play when we think about spending reduction. But if we think about some of the less, if I can put, discretionary expenses, we would hope that consumers are trying to pull back on that spending. And actually, the data does suggest just that. So if I could just talk a little bit on the seasonal spending trends, something like fitness and self-care, we see the spending tends to peak in December, likely driven by New Year's resolutions. Charity and donations, those seem to peak in April, possibly because tonality suggests that, you know, we care about giving to families in the form of community giving. Clothing tends to peak during the festive season. And this responsible decisions also being made, Jimmy. So you mentioned savings. We do tend to see that in the months of January and February, tonally from a data perspective, those tend to be the responsible months where customers are prioritizing education spending relating commitments. We see this in January and February. And in savings, we do see a slight peak in January, but really not as much as, we'd love to because of the constrained environment we've been in.
I imagine, Shanae, as part of the digital money management team, this sort of data provides you with a very useful kind of insight into the consumer and allows you to sort of tailor some really, really good products and innovative solutions for consumers to help them based on what they need at specific times. How are you guys using what you know to then say, okay, this is how we can help our clients, this is how we can help the consumer out there, and this is how we can make life a little bit easier in the spending or budgeting process?
Yeah, so to reference an old adage, and not to give away my age, it's really hard to navigate how to get to your destination if you actually don't know where you are. So what we've really been focusing on is giving customers a view of just that. Where are they today? So even if you feel like you have a really good handle on your expenses, tools which categorize your transactions are really useful because they can offer us an objective way, like really a view of how we spend our money in a way that we don't have time to do every month, let alone every day. So insights like which stores you typically spend at, how frequently you visit and how much you spend each time, that's super valuable if you're trying to save a few rands on your grocery bill and trying to figure out whether you should be visiting a store every few days or once a month. Whether taking up a number of smaller streaming subscriptions has actually increased your overall TV, you know, related costs over the past 3 years, because, you know, those small amounts do add up. Whether that car you purchased, you know, when you traded in your old one, whether that actually had an unexpected increase because you underestimated the fuel consumption. Just having an understanding or getting an insight into which months you spend more than others can make sure you're budgeting for those peak months. And on the converse, like you suggested around savings, being able to save a little bit more in those quieter months to compensate for it can really go a long way. These seemingly small pieces of wisdom help you make decisions around how you use your money in the moment you actually need to make a decision rather than after the fact. So really what we're focusing on is creating these valuable insights and getting these to our customers so they can make, you know, money decisions on the fly that are based on, you know, their own data.
Understanding your spending habits, understanding your spending patterns could be something that could prove very useful as you plan your future expenditure. I think we'll leave the conversation there, Shanae. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That is Shanae Mothilal, who is the solutions owner for digital money manager at Standard Bank, joining us to take a look at some consumer spending habits and what it is that we can learn from them. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.